Doug Rieberger, president of the Olson District Chamber of Commerce, joins us on Community Hotline today as we get set for an upcoming event for the Chamber of Commerce, as they're going to be having a winter kind of gathering coming up next week. Doug, when and where will you guys be set up next week?
Okay, so we'll be gathering at Aurora Golf. It's on February 3rd. It's our annual kind of kickoff for the year, Mix and Mingle. And everybody's invited, chamber members and anybody that's interested in some more information about the chamber.
You bet. So that'll be from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. It is a free event, Doug, but people do need to register, right?
That is correct. We need to know for the facility in that, we need to know how many people will be showing up. So we'd ask everybody to please pre-register at our website, oldalberta.com.
That's great. And so this will be a kickoff event. And then as we look ahead here with the calendar moving through the spring, your AGM is coming up in March. When and where will that take place this year?
That is going to be taking place at the Old Legion. And that will be on March 11th, and it is a lunch event, so it's from 11:30 until right around 1.
That's great, and that is a ticketed event, so what's the cost for that one, and once again, how can people sign up?
So anybody that is a current chamber member, they get a free delegate ticket to the AGM, as well as if they want to bring extra people in that, it's a $20 charge for the lunch.
Okay, and once again, you can go to oldsalberta.com to register and get your ticket for the AGM in March. Doug, we are obviously starting off 2026 here, and the town of Olds has had some very noteworthy news this week with the announcement of a proposed data center and a $10 billion private sector investment coming into the town of Olds. So for the chamber, how do you react to that news?
This is really good news for all of our businesses in the local area. As they're in the building phase and that, there's a lot of potential for our local contractors and that to be working with them, as well as it's going to bring a lot of people into town once the facility gets up and running, and some good high-tech jobs will be started.
For sure. Your overall outlook for the year?
My outlook for the year is economically, I think it's still going to be a little bit tough, but with the recent predictions and increase in our Canadian dollar net, it's going to make it a little bit cheaper for some of our business and that when it comes to goods that are being imported, as well as overall. I think some of these projects, like we're talking with the data center, we've got some of the housing projects not going in town. So overall, we're still continuing to be a busy town economically.
That's great. Thanks for joining us today, Doug.